So this rabbi wanted to visit the other rabbi as rabbinic courtesy. The rabbi received the message that his antagonist is in town and he wants to come visit him. So he sent him back a message that he's got the flu, or he's got pneumonia, or he's going to get the flu, or he's looking to get the flu. That he couldn't take him, he couldn't welcome him. The other rabbi finally left town. When he left town, so the Rebbetzin asked him, she said, listen, he came to town and he was courteous and he wanted to visit you, and why didn't you give him the opportunity of visiting with you at least? So he said, listen, my dear, he says about me all the time that I'm an ignoramus. My answer is that he never talked to me. He never met me. How can he say I'm an ignoramus? We never discussed Torah. He said, I'll let him come in and visit me. So that's it. Doesn't make any difference that we didn't say one word to each other. We just had a cup of tea. The main thing is that I have the answer that I never talked to him. The Gaon didn't want to meet, because the Gaon would say, the Gaon was afraid that the Chassidim would come out and say, you know, they proved it to the Gaon. The Gaon, it's not so bad. Also, the Gaon did not want to violate the terms of his own cherem. Part of the cherem was not to have social intercourse, not to have any dealings, not to have any visitations. And in hindsight, it's almost naive to expect that the Gaon would agree to such a meeting. But that was one of the things that Schneur Zalman mentioned in his letter, and he was very, not just hurt, but he felt that a great opportunity had been missed, because he was confident that if he could have spoken to the Gaon, he would have mollified him. I mean, Schneur Zalman was one of those rare, rare people. You don't find his equal pretty much even in that great generation. Don't forget that generation had such people as the Shagas Aryeh and the Noda B'Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel Levi Landau, the Rav of Prague. I mean, it was a dor dea. It was a generation of great, great rabbinic leadership. Rabbi Schneur Zalman wrote to answer the accusation that the Chassidim were not learned scholars. Rabbi Schneur Zalman wrote what is called the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch of the Rav being Rabbi Schneur Zalman, which is a masterpiece in halachic literature, masterpiece, and it's used by everyone, by the Misnagdim also. He wrote as his defense of Chassidus a book of which is essentially a book of philosophy and Kabbalah, book of ethics and viewpoints, and that book is known to us today as the Tanya. The real name of the Sefer is Likutei Amorim. Likutei Amorim means a collection of sayings of the great rabbi. In the first word of the book is Tanya, we learned. And because the first word is Tanya, so it has ever after been called the Tanya. Now the Tanya is the major attempt of Chassidus to intellectually defend itself against the accusations of the Misnagdim. No one else wrote a defense. The other Sforim in Chassidus are a positive reflection of Chassidus, but they do not go to answer the accusations made against them by the Misnagdim. The Tanya is a reasoned, logical, Kabbalistically oriented defense of Chassidus and of the ideas of Chassidus and Kabbalah against the attacks of the Misnagdim. And it is one of the great books, not only of that time, it's one of the great books, period. It is an extremely difficult book because it is so Kabbalistically oriented.